Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 41 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page completes our espionage skills and then goes on to our mechanical skills. At the very end, it goes on to medical skills, and that's where we get our description of criminal sciences and forensics, that very difficult skill to get that we talked about several pages ago. So there are some oddities on this page. There is an automotive mechanic skill that only allows you to do automotive repair, whereas there's a basic mechanic skill that allows you to do all mechanical stuff, including automobile repair. Likewise, there's aircraft mechanics, helicopter mechanics, and jet aircraft mechanics. Aircraft mechanics specifically includes helicopter mechanics and is better than the skill you can take separately as helicopter mechanics. And aircraft mechanics specifically mentions that it doesn't apply to Veritech fighters, which are from a different goddamn role-playing game, which we'll talk about a little more in days to come. This whole section is just a shit show, but, and God knows I've tried. Listen, I'm a literature person. I'm a writer, and I've been trying hard not to harp on the nuts and bolts, if you'll forgive the pun, of what they're doing to my beloved English language in this book. I know it doesn't make for good podcasting. I know I can't just sit here and talk about all the misspellings, all the grammar problems. But today I'm making a special exception because the automotive mechanic skill. I'm going through this document and I'm highlighting things and I'm looking for like rules that I can talk about on the podcast for you guys. And I'm just trying to do my job. And sometimes I'm running across language that not only is it bad, like it makes me want to mock it, you know, for being awful, for being terrible writing, but it prevents me from doing my job because I can't understand what is being said. Like I can't understand how you get past an editor with a skill description so badly written that I can't understand what the skill is. Let me just read you the automotive mechanics skill. Ability to repair, rebuild, modify, and redesign conventional vehicles with internal combustion, gas, engines, as well as bodywork, turbine engines, and diesel truck engines. Each one requires a separate skills. You can check out the Instagram to see what kind of grammar has been unleashed in this, I don't want to call it a sentence, but this skill description. It isn't at all clear to me what this skill does. Obviously I can repair, rebuild, modify, and redesign vehicles. It says conventional vehicles, but then it calls out that I can do bodywork specifically and turbine engines specifically, which makes me think I can't do some of the weirder stuff that Gizmeteers can do with vehicles, like applying non-standard things you wouldn't normally find on a car, gadgets and stuff. Likewise, it only applies to things with internal combustion engines, so that's some vehicles out of the running. I can work on turbines, but the way this sentence is written, it's not at all clear to me, like, do I need a separate skill to do diesel truck engines? Or do I need a separate skill to do turbines? I honestly can't make heads or tails of this skill description. And you know, this is why I feel comfortable talking about this today on the podcast, because this is a case where I literally, if I were playing this game in a serious Ninjas and Super Spies campaign, for God knows what reason, I probably would not take this skill because of how poorly written it is. I think I would not want to bother with it. I think, especially given that everything this skill can do, basic mechanics can also do, this is a rare situation where I could be sitting with a rule book on my lap, filling out my character sheet, come across this, and think, this syntax is so fucked, I'm just going to change my character. Now, there's another reason that I've chosen to talk, to punt and talk about grammar on this page. It's because this skill is almost the only thing I can talk about that hasn't been covered elsewhere, because this skill system is so incredibly redundant. I mean, let me run these down for you. So this page contains the safe-cracking skill, which is redundant with the locksmith skill it also contains. It contains sniper, despite the fact that there's already a weapon proficiency system for the weapons you would use as a sniper. There is tracking, which allows you to track, although that seems to be partly covered at least in the land navigation skill that was on the last page. The wilderness survival skill, which allows you to survive in lots of kinds of wilderness, including desert, even though there was a desert survival skill on page 39. Automotive mechanics, which is redundant with basic mechanics. Aircraft mechanics, and then helicopter mechanics and jet aircraft mechanics, which are redundant with that skill. Mechanical engineer, which has no clear dividing line between it and basic mechanics. And then criminal science and forensics, which is exactly the opposite of redundant because it's one skill that encapsulates basically everything related to law enforcement. Knowledge of police skills, including criminal law, fingerprinting, ballistics, general investigative technique, forensic medicine, and ability to extract details from a crime scene. So over the past two pages, we've had three skills, literally redundant skills for repairing aircraft, three redundant skills for hiding objects on your body, something like four or five skills for hiking in the desert, and one skill for the totality of law enforcement practices, investigative practices, and forensic medicine. Nonetheless, I am a writer at heart, and the outrageous abomination of English that is the automotive mechanic skill description is the dumbest thing on this page, for my money. Join me next time when we discuss page 42 of Ninjas and Super Spies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.